comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to The Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful planet we call Earth. Thank you for being here at The Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm delighted you're here. You know, we're here for two primary reasons. One, well, because you matter. And secondly, because you have a right to know, and there are a lot of things to know about. A lot of things to know about that the lamestream media will not talk to you about. Tonight, you can watch The Kevin Smith Show for free. If you go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, you'll see where it says Watch Free Tonight. Just click that link and you can watch the show for free. Remember, the show is listener-supported. We don't play commercial spots on this show. And now, if you're listening to one of our affiliate radio stations during the breaks, perhaps they play commercial spots. We don't. We don't play any commercial spots, so we're listener-supported. Now, ask yourself, if every other listener supported this show at the level you support this show, would we be here tomorrow night? Think about it. We need your support in order for us to continue. Now, tonight we are going to dive into some really hot water. I'm going to dive in tonight to one of the most controversial and one of the most contentious topics that we ever discuss on this show. As you know, I've been doing this show now for over a decade, and every time this topic comes up, it's a heated topic. Now, that doesn't mean people get out of line and call each other names and get angry and stuff like that, but it's a very hotly debated topic, and that is the Apollo moon landings. And I'm asking the question tonight, has NASA gone unplugged, or are they becoming unhinged? Looks like something's unraveling, and we're going to be talking about that. Were the moon landings real, or were they hoaxed? I know some people have already made up their minds. This is one of those topics about which many people have gone religious. They know what they believe, and it doesn't matter what facts may say on the other side. In both camps. We've had guests on this show over the years who have taken a position that we did go to the moon. We've had guests that took the position that we never went to the moon and we can't. And they get really vocal about it, very vociferous about it. They're very passionate about their arguments. Well, tonight I'm going to present to you again my view, which is neither one of those, and show you some evidence for why I think that view may be correct. I do know this, at the end of the show, you're going to be absolutely convinced. You'll either be absolutely convinced that I'm correct, or you'll be absolutely convinced that I'm wrong, or you'll be absolutely convinced that I'm a lunatic. One or the other, and we'll be back right after this. Thank you. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And as I said, we're going to dive off into some hot, contentious waters here tonight. And, boy, that's just the way I like it. What about the moon landings? You know, the Apollo 11, 12, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Did they take place? NASA says there were six of them. NASA says that astronauts actually traveled to the moon and that they actually landed on the surface. Well, there's a very large and quite vocal group out there who say, absolutely not. We never went to the moon. We can't go to the moon. And it's foolish to think that we did. It's all hoaxed. I have said before, I think we did go to the moon. And there's another part to that story that some of you will remember. Those of you who don't, stay tuned. I'll give you the rest of that story in a little bit. But let's talk about why am I bringing this up, and then we'll talk about the hoax theories. And by the way, I wrote an article about this, and it's up on the website. When you go to my website, look on the left side, you'll see where it says KSS Reports. I don't know if it's actually showing up in the list of what that is a list of articles that I've written. I don't know if it's showing up in that list yet. I think it's after midnight it picks it up, shows it. But if you click right there where it says KSS Reports, click right on where it says KSS Reports. It'll open up the RSS page, and you'll see the article. The reason I'm bringing this up tonight is because there is alleged new evidence. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. We'll see, and for now we'll call it alleged. Now this comes in the form of a video that's been released by NASA from the Goddard Space Flight Center. And this is an official NASA video. I'm going to show it, and those who are listening will be able to hear what's being said. But we'll get to that in just a moment. And if you want to watch it, you can just go to my website, click where it says Watch Free, and that'll make it possible for you to watch this. But this new video that's out, I've been getting emails with people sending me a link to this. For several days now, I've gotten several suggestions that I take a look at this. So I know it's something that everybody is pretty keen on. You're pretty hot about. By hot, I don't mean angry. I mean it's a hot button. It's something you're very interested in and passionate about. And I think it's something you should be very interested in and very passionate about, because it is my opinion that we have all been duped. And you're now wondering, how can that be when I just said I think we actually did go to the moon? And now you're confused, right? Well, you hang on and you'll see. The hoax theories. Now, there are a couple of main points that people make whenever they say they think that the moon landings were hoaxed. And one of those is, well, the Van Allen radiation belts. You can't fly through the Van Allen radiation belts, because if you try to fly through them, they'll cook you. The radiation would kill you. And that's probably true. That's probably true. If you check the article that I mentioned, there's a link in that article that will take you to an article that explains the whole situation about the Van Allen belts and the Apollo missions. One of the things that is very curious and has always been curious to me is that when people say the Van Allen radiation belts are why you can't get to the moon, they say it as a blanket statement without referring to the fact that the orbital trajectory, the escape trajectory from Earth going towards the moon of the Apollo missions, was published. It's not a secret. And that trajectory is at a 30-degree incline from our equator. The Van Allen radiation belts are not a sphere that surround the Earth. They are belts. And their height is known, as well as their depth. And so they sent Apollo out of here, away from Earth, at a 30-degree incline, going over the belts, just skirting the thin, very, very thin outer edges of the belts, and dropping back down on a trajectory towards the moon. They went over the radiation belts. Sort of reminds you of a song, doesn't it? Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And so they did encounter some increased radiation, but not much. Really not much. A whole lot less than the shuttle crews experience. The shuttles go around the Earth. Well, you remember, we used to have shuttles. We don't have them anymore. So, you know, we used to be in the space flight business. We're apparently not anymore. The shuttles would go around the Earth every 90 minutes. And they pass through the something called the Southern Atlantic Magnetic Anomaly, which has increased radiation. Now, they go through that, and 90 minutes later, they go through it again. And 90 minutes later, they go through it again. And 90 minutes later, they go through it again. So that if their trajectory were to take them through that on every orbit, in one 24-hour period, they would be exposed to 8 hours of that increased radiation. And so they only have a few minutes to try and recover from that radiation exposure before they go through it again. Every 90 minutes, they go around the Earth. Well, the Apollo astronauts went out at a 30-degree incline from our equator, over the top of the radiation belts, the Van Allen radiation belts, skirting just the very thin outer edges of the Van Allen radiation belts for a maximum of 4 hours. And then they had days to recover from whatever that did. And, you know, before they started their trip home, and they came back in over the belts and dropped back down into their trajectory for landing. Now, that's published information. NASA published that. So when people say that the Van Allen radiation belts would prevent us from getting to the moon and that Apollo could not have gone to the moon, none of the Apollo shots could have gone to the moon because of the Van Allen belts, when we hear that, we're hearing uninformed information. What I just told you is a fact. So now you're informed. It's a fact. That's published information. It's been out there forever, since the Apollo flights. So the Van Allen belts were not a problem. By the way, do you know what Dr. James Van Allen himself, the guy who discovered those radiation belts, do you know what he said about this notion that you could not go through the Van Allen radiation belts, you couldn't get to the moon because of those? His comment was, that was unmitigated nonsense. That's the guy that discovered the Van Allen radiation belts. That's the guy they're named after. And he actually saw this being talked about on Fox TV. Maybe it was Fox News, I don't know, but Fox TV. And that was his comment about it, unmitigated nonsense. But they didn't fly through the radiation belts anyway. They flew over them. Let's talk about the second reason that is given when people say that the moon landings were a hoax. This one actually is a little bit more credible. It's got a little more credibility to it. And that is that there are many of the photographs and videos that show, you know, the astronauts on the moon. Many of the photographs and videos have pretty well been shown to be hoaxed, doctored. I don't dispute that. I've done shows on some of those videos and on some of those photographs. I've done shows where we talked about that. I don't dispute that a lot of the photographs have been doctored. I don't dispute that a lot of the videos have been doctored. We now have the power, each of us who have computers and who have the right software, we have the power, sitting right on our desks, or if it's a laptop, sitting right in your lap, you've got the power to analyze those photographs and to analyze those videos and to know for yourself. You can see it for yourself whether they've been monkeyed around with or not, and they have. Lots of them have. Not any question about it. I mean, it's not even debatable. A lot of those photographs and videos have been doctored. And so people look at these faked photographs and faked videos, and there are some other videos that are out there that seem to show, and I would assume that they do show, but I don't know, but they seem to show people dressed up in astronaut suits, space suits, and the lunar landing module sitting on the surface of what looks like the moon, but it's in a studio. And in one of them, one of the chains on a light breaks and the light swings down. And, you know, it's in a studio. And so people look at these and they look at these pictures and they say, you see, it was all a hoax. Well, that's one explanation for it, but it's not a very good one. The pictures and the videos, many of them are hoaxed. They quite obviously are pre-recorded somewhere, some studio, somewhere, quite obviously hoaxed. At least to my satisfaction, it has been shown that they are hoaxed. But I want you to consider something. When you have hoaxed video and you have hoaxed pictures, it proves something. It proves the videos and the pictures are hoaxed, and that's all it proves. It doesn't prove that the moon missions were hoaxed. I'm going to show you why. Now, let me give you an explanation. Some of you, I should have put this into our lineup here where I could put this on the screen, but I just didn't think to do it. I'm just now thinking about this. So here's the deal. I have a photograph that some of you will remember seeing where it shows me, my wife, and our little boy. It's a group photograph. Well, that photograph is hoaxed. I wanted to show us all together in a photograph that showed what I thought were the best shots of each of us that sort of showed our emotional qualities and our personalities. So I took a photograph of my wife, a photograph of me, and one of our little boy. And I merged them together in one photograph to use here on the show. Does that mean that me, my wife, and our little boy have never, ever been together? It is a hoaxed photograph. It's doctored. You know, I used a program. It wasn't Photoshop, but it's very much like it. I used we'll say Photoshop, just because that's kind of like Kleenex. Everybody uses the word Kleenex when they're talking about nasal tissue or facial tissue. So it's photoshopped. Does that mean that we've never been together? We're together in the picture, and I'm telling you, it's a hoax. Well, quite obviously, me and my wife have been together sometime because there's that little boy. And the fact is, yes, we have been together. We just didn't go into a photo studio and have that shot made. I made it later. There were reasons why I made that photoshopped picture to use on this show. And I just told you what those reasons are. So whenever you have hoaxed photographs, faked videos that appear to show that we have astronauts on the moon, and you can prove that they are hoaxed or faked, you have proven that they are hoaxed or fake, and that is all you have proven. Now, you might be saying, well, why would they do something like that if they really went to the moon? Why wouldn't they just show us? Oh, how naive. How naive. There are many reasons why they wouldn't show us, and I'm going to get into some of those reasons that are pretty hairy. We're going to step away in about a minute and a half. We're going to step away for a break. Now, when we come back from that break, I'm going to show you the video, and those of you listening by radio will hear it, but I'm going to show you the video that NASA has released, and we're going to talk about it for just a moment, and then I'm going to get into the reasons why NASA perhaps hoaxed this stuff when in fact they did real missions to the moon. I'm also going to share with you some information about why I think we actually went to the moon. It includes evidence from a university over in England, from an observatory, and it may be shocking to you, but we are going to talk about it. So, when we come back, it's going to be about this. We went to the moon. You never saw it. I've never seen it. But we went to the moon. And we're going to take a look at the reasons for the hoax and how NASA has benefited from the controversy. We'll be back right after this.
America, and you're listening to The Kevin Smith Show, like no other talk radio on earth.
All right, welcome back. I told you it was going to be hot, and some of you are already boiling. And all right, here we go. NASA released a film. This is an official NASA film. Now, this film, it's recent. It's a video. Recent. And it says that there are new high-resolution pictures showing the landing sites of some of the Apollo landing sites. And it's Apollo 12, Apollo 14, and Apollo 17. One of the things that people in the group that think it's all a myth, it's all fiction, we never went to the moon, one of the things they've been saying, and it really has credibility, is this. They've been saying, well, look, all right, you've got all these satellites going up. You've got this LRO, Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. It's got a high-resolution camera on it. shoot some pictures of the landing sites where we can see in high resolution, where we can see that the stuff that was supposed to be left behind on the moon is sitting there. The moon buggies, for instance. The pedestal of the lander from which they blasted off and went back up into space and docked with the Apollo capsule. Some of the experimental equipment and all of that. So shoot some pictures. Release those pictures so we can see that there, those landing sites are there. And it's not just a landing site. The stuff that's supposed to be there is there. So, NASA did it. Here is the film.
Here at the Goddard Space Flight Center. I'm also on the LRO Project Science team. We have some of the most stunning images of the lunar surface that I've ever seen. These are pictures of the Apollo 17, Apollo 14, and Apollo 12 landing sites, giving us the clearest view of where the astronauts went, where they sampled, where they conducted scientific experiments on the lunar surface. So these are images that were taken by an instrument called the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter Camera. It's an instrument on the LRO mission. When I first took a look at these images, you know, my jaw dropped to the ground. When you see something that you've never seen before and in a quality that you've never seen before, it really just made me speechless. For example, at the Apollo 17 landing site, we can see where the lunar rover is parked on the surface. We can see where it drove around the lunar module. You can see the areas where the astronauts kicked up the dust when they walked around. You can see some of the experiments that were left behind sitting on the surface 40 years ago. And you can see where they are, still sitting there on the lunar surface. These are some of the most amazing images of the moon that I've ever seen, because they really put into sort of a really cool context what was done back during Apollo.
Okay. Now, if you were listening on the radio, you heard the scientists there talk about what you could see, so there's no need for me to describe it. We'll get to the pictures in just a minute. But quite obviously, this is a response, is it not? It is a response to the very credible, sensible, rational request of people who think it's hoaxed. It is a very sensible, very credible, very rational request to say to NASA, okay, you say you went to the moon. You say that astronauts walked on the moon. You've got something up there that can shoot high-resolution pictures. Shoot pictures of those landing sites where we can see that stuff still sitting on the moon. I've had callers here to the show who have said that very thing right here on this show, right here on the air. And it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense. Well, NASA finally did it. After over 40 years, but I mean, they finally did it. You know, they've been deaf for 40 years on this subject, but finally they did what their owners, that's the American public, what their owners were asking them to do after 40 years. I don't know of any other employees that could go 40 years ignoring their owners, but they did. Nevertheless, they, as I say about NASA, late to the dance, but they finally got here. So they shot these pictures and they released that film. Well, that film is a pretty interesting film. It has a pre-roll section. The pre-roll section, that's just before they start showing you the pictures of the landing sites. They have this, it looks almost like a movie of flying over the moon. Now, what they've done here is they've taken a whole bunch of still photographs. They've processed them through some software that instead of the photographs, you know, a satellite photograph, you're looking right straight down on the top of something. So there's software that will turn that, that will tilt that. and make it 3D. And so that's what they've done. And so they've stitched together a whole bunch of photographs of this area that we're looking at and made a movie. And it's just a short little video segment in this video, in this film. I want to point out something that plays a role in why I think we went to the moon, why I have continued to maintain that we went to the moon, and why there are hoaxed videos and photographs about this. Those who are watching, and everybody could be tonight because it's free to watch, those who are watching, just look at the video and ask yourself if you see anything strange in that video. Are you looking at it with internet eyes? Do you know what internet eyes are? I've had this happen. I've had people call me and say to me, during the day, I'm trying to sign up for the K-Files and I can't find that link anywhere. Giant letters right in the middle of your screen. They have internet eyes. They just kind of go blurry when they look at their screen. I've had people call me and say, I want to watch the show live, but I can't see where you do it. Well, look at the freaking screen. Is there not a giant word up there that says watch? I'm not scolding anybody, but I'm talking about what happens with people when they get on the computer, when they get on the internet, and they just kind of go, glassy-eyed, and they don't read, they don't pay attention, they don't think. Watch that video and don't have internet eyes. Do you see anything strange in those pictures? As I said, it's a moving video, but that is an effect. They've stitched together a bunch of pictures, tilted them down so it looks like you're flying over the moon instead of looking straight down at it, and then made it kind of 3D. Do you see anything there? Well, I do. I found it very, very interesting that there's a lot of artifacts out there on the surface. And I wondered if we zoomed in, what would they look like? And so I did. I zoomed in. Now, you might be still looking at this with internet eyes, so let me highlight something, and then I'll take away the highlight and see what do you see. Pretty interesting, isn't it? And this is only some of the stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff. Only some of it have I highlighted. Out there near the horizon, I have two areas that I've drawn yellow lines around. One of those areas is out toward closer to the horizon. You see that area? Take a look at that without the highlight. You know what? That looks like a big factory sitting over there. A big facility of some kind. And, I asked the question with the title of the show, has NASA gone unplugged or are they coming unhinged? This is in an official NASA video. They've released this to the public. I'm glad they did. But the fact is, they didn't get everything covered up and blurred out and airbrushed out of here. There's some stuff here. Pretty strange, don't you think? All right. Now, let's talk about that university over in England. I found out about this just before the show. And the person I was talking to, I hope, will call in later when we open the phone lines and give me the name of that university again, because I was writing as fast as I could. I didn't get that name down, but we'll get that for you. But there is an observatory, a university observatory, that observed the Apollo 11 as it approached the moon for landing. They observed it. But there's another part of that story, folks. The other part of that story is that's not all they observed. They not only were observing, they were monitoring the radio frequencies and listening to the astronauts as they were talking with Houston. But that's not all. There was another craft approaching the moon. That craft was Russian. It was the Luna 15, I believe. Now, if you look that up, if you do a little research on this, I did, you will find that the Russians actually did build a lunar landing module. The bottom part of it looks pretty much like the ones the Apollo missions used. You know, it's a platform with some legs on it. But theirs, you know, Apollo then looks like a tin foil wrapped or a gold foil wrapped big box setting up there. The Russian one is a sphere sitting on top of that platform. They observed it, and they were listening to the Russian radio traffic as well. The Russian landing module, according to the information I was given before the show, look, there's a big question mark on this. I got it just before the show. There's no way I can verify this. But I will tell you this. I heard it years and years ago. I heard about this years ago, and I had forgotten about it. The Russian landing module, they were talking about how their signal was being jammed by the Americans, and they were having trouble communicating back and forth between ground control and the crew. Okay, so then you hear, according to the story, that the information that I was given before the show, they could hear the Russians talking about how they were going to change course slightly and try to land closer to where the Americans were going to land so they could be there to wave at them when the Americans landed. We'll be back right after this, and I'll tell you what happened. To the Kevin Smith Show, and we are talking about NASA, unplugged or unhinged. So the story is that and this is apparently more than a story. I mean, this is information that is in a vault in the archives of this university, and on the 48th anniversary of the moon landings, they released the video that they shot. And so with the audio. And so the story is that as the Russians were approaching the moon, they got there before the Americans. They decided to slightly change course so they could land closer to where the Americans were supposed to land. But something went wrong. What went wrong was they came in too hot. I don't know if their landing rockets failed. I don't know what happened. They came in too hot, and they crashed. And several hours later, Apollo landed. Now, that's the story. You may say, well, that's just nuts. That's fantastic. That's crazy. Yeah, well, almost everything that has to do with the secret world, which, of course, NASA is part of, is nuts, crazy, and fantastic. But I'm hoping when I open the telephone lines that the person who provided that information to me will call in and give us the name of that observatory, that university, the archive, where that information is being held. I was writing as fast as I could. We were running out of time. It was almost time for me to start the show, and that's just something I didn't get into the notes. Here's what we know. We know there was a space war going on, and I don't mean a shooting war. I mean that the space was part of the Cold War. We were, here in the United States of America, in a race with the Soviet Union. And unbeknownst to many, many Americans, the Soviet Union was outpacing us on many, many fronts, and space was one of those. They are the first people to put, first people on Earth, to put anything in orbit. They were the first to have a man in orbit. They were the first to have a manned space station. And by the way, did you know it was not Mir? It was Almaz. It was a spy space station. We tried to build one, never quite got it done. Had the crew selected, had the crew trained, ready to go, but we never quite got there. And the Russians did. They were the first people to have a regular space station. The Mir space stations, there were several of those. Well, we tried to have a space station. We put one up there. I think it had one crew, and its cooling system failed. And it was getting so hot in there, it was dangerously hot. The crew couldn't stand it. They went up there and flew a repair mission to try and fix it, but it just didn't work. So on many, many fronts, the Russians were ahead of us. It was the Soviet Union at that time, and they were ahead of us, especially when it came to space. They were ahead of us on many fronts. A lot of Americans don't want to hear that. It still doesn't change it, my friend. The facts are the facts. They're still in the manned space flight business, and we're not. Have you noticed? Things haven't changed all that much. They were the first to build a space shuttle, too, by the way. We were the first to fly the space shuttle as a manned vehicle. They were the first to build a space shuttle. It's called the Buran, B-U-R-A-N. Theirs was powered, so it didn't have to just glide back in. If they needed to change where they were going to land once they were in the atmosphere, they could fire up some engines and fly the thing. It did fly unmanned, but they never flew a manned mission in it. So much for the accomplishments of the Russian space agency. They were, in many respects, and in many respects are, ahead of us. We had a Cold War going on. The Cold War had us locked in mortal competition with the Soviet Union on every front. The economy, military, space, everything you could think of, we were in, just locked in this mortal competition with the Soviets. Going to the moon was one of the things that we were in competition with the Soviet Union over. Since their craft ostensibly crashed, they got there first, but since it crashed, in the days of the Soviet Union, those kinds of things got hushed up. When they had any kind of big failure, it got hushed up. When they had any kind of big success, It got promoted and propagandized. Kind of like us. So that's the story. Is there any possibility it's true? Yeah, there's a lot of possibility that's true. I'm not saying that it is true. I'm saying there's a lot of possibility that that is accurate. But even if that is not accurate, if they were not sending a manned mission to the moon at the same time, just ahead of Apollo 11, if that part's not true, this part is true. They were the first people, they were the first space agency, to photograph alien artifacts and anomalies on the backside of the moon. We now know because some of those photographs have been released and published, and you've seen them, and I've shown them here on this show. They were the first to know that there were alien artifacts, perhaps ruins, perhaps not ruins, perhaps occupied structures, but they certainly were the first to know those things existed on the backside of the moon. They were there before NASA with their satellites taking pictures of it. They knew. NASA knew they knew. So why would NASA, since we're locked in this mortal competition with the Soviet Union, why would NASA want to release to the world real pictures of real alien structures, artifacts, and possibly technology, possibly some pieces of technology that they would recover and bring back to the Earth? And I'm saying possibly. Certainly, they would not want the Russians to see. They would not want the Soviet Union to see what they were seeing and what they were discovering, what the astronauts were discovering. And for them to release those videos, real videos, to you, to me, to the world, would be the same as releasing them to the Soviet Union. The Cold War, in my opinion, is the reason for the hoaxed photographs. The Cold War is the reason for the hoaxed videos. They didn't want the Soviets to see up close and personal what was really being discovered, explored, documented, possibly recovered, and brought back to Earth. That's been my opinion from the beginning. I've stated that opinion many times on this show over the last more than a decade. But now what we have is NASA beginning to show us these photographs of the landing sites. Three landing sites: Apollo 12, Apollo 14, Apollo 17. But that raises even more questions. First of all, those photographs, according to one person that I've talked to who looked at those photographs through Photoshop, those photographs are doctored. Now, the ones that I put on the screen are off of this video, but the person I talked to went to NASA's website and got the real photographs of the landing site, landing sites, plural, and got them right off of the NASA website today, ran them through Photoshop, and told me, well, first of all, they've washed out the color. They've also used the smoothing filter to smooth over and wash out the look of the land, the ground, so that you can't see detail that is there. But they've also used a color filter to make this look black and white. In fact, it's a color photograph, and the ground is brown. It's kind of a brownish color. How about that? Well, we knew from Jose Escamilla that he's got a film out about the true colors of the moon. And it's astonishing, the colors that are all over the moon. The moon is not gray. It's not silvery. It's brown and green and blue, and it reflects that silvery color to us. We see it in that color because of the fact of our atmosphere. Now, that's been explained to us by several scientists as well. But when you're there, it has shades, pastel kind of shades of brown and blues and greens. And it also has some of the gray sandy color as well. Why now, after 40 years? That's one of the questions. Why now, after 40 years, are we getting to see three of these landing sites in photographs taken by the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter? I think they would say, well, we didn't have the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. No, but you had other stuff that you were shooting, high-resolution, detailed photographs of the moon that you've never released to us. You could have, and probably did, shoot pictures of those sites. Why didn't you release them for 40 years? That's a big question. Well, we're glad you finally got to the dance, NASA. Here's another question. Why did you release this as black and white when it's color? Here's another question. We have pictures of three of these sites, pictures that have been doctored, but there they are. There are some things that are washed out, but there they are. There are the sites. Three sites. Where's the other three? You see, I think the reason NASA is beginning to do this, I think the reason that they are beginning to release these to us, I think it's all about one thing. I think what it's all about, other space agencies are now getting pictures of these things. Other space agencies operated by other nations are not so easily silenced. To keep them silent about what's really up there on the moon would require intense diplomatic effort at the highest levels of all the governments concerned. And I think it's coming unraveled. I think the bindings that have been put on by all that intense diplomatic effort that I think must have gone on and must be ongoing, I think that's coming unraveled. Maybe NASA has realized that in the WikiLeaks world in which we now live, they can't keep it a secret anymore. Let me give you an example. Of course, you know the Japanese space agency had the Cayuga satellite up around the moon, and it took some phenomenal high-definition photos of the moon, most of which have never been released. You know that the ESA also has satellites that have been around the moon, maybe still there. The Indian Space Agency. The Indian Space Agency had the Chandrayaan-1 satellite around the moon. It was doing some outstanding scientific work. Did you know NASA, late last year, came out with the statement that, you know what, we think we have detected that there is water on the moon, and quite a bit of it. There's water on the moon. Did you know that months before that, it was the Chandrayaan-1 satellite that discovered it and then was promptly lost in space? So now that the Indian Space Agency knew that there was water and quite a bit of it on the moon, now that they knew this, there was no way for NASA to not announce it. There was no way for NASA to keep saying the moon is bone dry. It isn't bone dry. There's water there, and there's atmosphere. Clouds have been seen with Earth-based telescopes. Clouds have been seen to move across the moon. There is atmosphere. And there is water. And there was no way to keep that silent anymore. Now, I'm not implying that NASA had anything to do with the Chandrayaan-1 satellite going missing right after discovering water. I'm really not implying that. But it did go missing right after it discovered water. And the interesting thing about that, too, I'll open the phone lines here in a little bit. The interesting thing about that is that it didn't just lose communications. They didn't just lose communication with it. The head of the Indian Space Agency said it showed up in one article, kind of like the Filipov thing. It showed up in one article and then never showed up again. That article got republished after being rewritten. But in quotation marks, they quoted him as saying, "It vanished off our radar screens." Now, I had people, when I reported on this, I had people that wrote to me and said, "We don't have radar that can reach to the moon." Of course we do. Not only do we have radar that can reach to the moon, a lot of photographs of the moon, close-up photographs that show the details of the moon's surface, a lot of those that have been shot from Earth were done with radar. Those are radar photographs. Yeah, of course we have radar that can reach to the moon. And in that story, the head of the Indian Space Agency said, it just vanished off our radar screens. And we haven't been able to find it, and we're going to ask either the Russians or the Americans to see if they can find it, because they have much more powerful radar. What's the importance of this? It physically vanished. It physically evaporated, gone, after it discovered water. Interesting, isn't it? A mystery indeed. A mystery. So the point of all this, if we pull it together, the point of all this is the evidence really does say that we went to the moon. There were a number of observatories, other than the one I mentioned, that were observing the moon and trying to watch for the landing. Now, you got to understand, that doesn't mean they can get up close and see the capsule up close and all that, but they can see the rocket flares and things like that, and maybe see a shadow move on the face of the moon and things like that. So, but they could follow the trajectory and get glimpses from time to time of things that indicated that, yeah, that's it. And we're following the radio signal as well, which is highly directional. You realize that, don't you? You realize the radio signal on a spacecraft communicating with Earth is not omnidirectional. It's highly directional. That's one way they're able to use relatively low-powered radio signals to communicate with Earth, is it's highly directional. So the moon landings happened. The Van Allen radiation belt is a ghost story. It truly is a ghost story. As I explained earlier, now if you've come in late and you didn't hear that, you'll just have to go back and listen to it in the archives. It truly is a ghost story. It doesn't hold water. The hoaxed photographs, yeah. Hoaxed videos, yeah. Why? Cold War. And not only the Cold War, but they knew before they went there that there were alien structures on that heavenly body called Luna. They knew that. The Russians knew it. The United States knew it. And so, because we were locked in this stiff competition, and perhaps the Russians really did have that mission on to beat us to the moon. And there is information that says that's the case, but I can't verify that information for you. It's not in my possession. I can merely tell you that that information exists. But because of that possibility, that enhances the reason why they didn't want you to see. Let's say the Russian landing had been successful. If the Russian landing had been successful, if that really happened and it had been successful, as they were landing, NASA could have started rolling the tape, showing that they were already there and, you know, taking that one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind before the Russians. They could have run the tape. If NASA had gotten there and found the Russians were already there, do you think they want that on live television? They land and the Russians are waving out the window at them. Do you think they want that on live television? And if that story is not true, if that's not accurate, one thing that is accurate is the Cold War. They knew that there were alien artifacts all over the moon. And whatever it is they wanted to explore and document and recover, there's no way they were going to put it on live television and allow you, me, and the Kremlin to see it all. No possible way. All right. I'm going to open up the telephone lines and invite you to participate in tonight's show. I know I've thrown a lot of stuff out there at you, but that's it. That's the stuff. Telephone number is 623-444-5889. Well, there is a call, as you could hear, and I thought I had the ringer turned off. Okay, to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Rex from Miami.
Hello, Rex.
Hi, I had a couple of thoughts.
Okay.
Regarding the telescope you mentioned, the British one, I was thinking if ground-based, Earth-based telescopes can't confirm the moon landing sites now, I thought it was because they just can't get down to that resolution. In which case, I don't see how they could possibly have tracked anything during the live missions, let alone the complication of catching a moving object, knowing where to look, the Earth rotating, staying locked on.
Well, you know where to look because the trajectory was published ahead of time. So you know where to look because of the trajectory. And as I said, you would not be able to see the capsule. What you would see as it approached the moon, you would catch perhaps a glint of sun off of it. You would catch perhaps a flare of a rocket being fired, that sort of thing. Certainly, after they landed or after they were inserted into orbit for preparation for landing, they're far up, too close up to the moon. You're not going to see them. But tracking them there, yeah, it can be done.
I guess a second thing was, I've heard that the estimate of heat when you're the solar radiation when you're on the moon, so the lander or the spacesuits, would have been about 240 degrees, which would have been an issue because the heating system, the cooling system in the lander was not adequate whatsoever for that, and especially not on the portable spacesuits.
Well, first of all, the lunar lander was covered in gold foil, highly reflective, and the heat inside would not have been perhaps comfortable for most people, but certainly livable. The space station has exactly the same problem as the sun shines on it. And so it has reflective surfaces that ward off a lot of that incoming heat. You have the same thing with the lunar lander setting on the moon. Now, the space suits. I'm speculating here. You bring up a good point, but I'm speculating that all you have to do is choose the right time of day to go out. When you're not in direct sunlight, direct heat. But the spacesuits themselves, they really can handle extreme temperatures. Think of it this way. Even during the Gemini missions, they did spacewalks. The temperature outside of the capsule is, you know, something like what? 200 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. And the spacesuits handled that. And that was during Gemini. They had new, improved spacesuits by the time you get to Apollo. So if you can handle 200 below, you can handle 200 above.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if you can do a spacewalk, think of this. When you're doing a spacewalk, and you come around on the side of the capsule that's catching direct sunlight, you're being exposed to exactly what you would be exposed to standing on the surface of the moon. And they did it.
Why would the time of day make any difference on direct sunlight?
Well, that was part of my speculation. You just get it so that the angle of the sun is not so direct on you, and then you can go out and it won't be, you know, as direct. It's the same on Earth. When is it hottest? When the sun is directly above you. When is it coolest? In the morning, when the sun is coming up over the horizon in very indirect light. It would not be any different on any other planet or on the moon.
Yeah, it might be the case. Anyway, those are just a couple of points I was thinking of.
Well, I appreciate you thinking of them. Thanks for the call. All right, 623-444-5889. You may think, as I said, I don't know how this works now. See, I turned the ringer off, but there it is ringing. I'll have to work on that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Jeff from Tennessee.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, the university is Manchester.
All right. Manchester University?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now, you shared with me this story about the Russians landing before we got there, and that the documentation of this is in the archives at Manchester, right?
Yeah, they did a. It was actually the Jodrell Bank Observatory that did all this stuff. They've tracked just about everything that's gone out, and it turns out the. I originally found the article in the Telegraph, I think, UK newspaper, and they had alluded to the fact that it was manned. It turns out, when I checked into it, it was not manned, but the whole issue here on the space race deal was it was going to grab samples and bring them back to Earth before they could get their rock samples and bring them back.
Okay, so then the story on the Russian spacecraft was that it was unmanned.
Correct.
But it was robotic.
Yes, it was going to scoop up dirt and bring back rock samples.
Okay. So it was going to return to Earth with rock samples from the moon before Apollo could.
Right.
Okay. What degree of reliability would you assign to this story? Do you think it's true?
100%. I just read all about it right on the Goddard Bank website at the University of Manchester. I would assign 100% accuracy to that story.
That's about as good as you can get, Jeff. I don't think you can get better than 100%.
As long as they didn't put any bogus information on their website, but I mean, anybody can go. It's www.jodrellbank.manchester.ac.uk and look up Luna 15, and it talks all about it.
Okay. And they were going to have this kind of setting there close to where the Americans were going to land with Apollo 11. So their plan was to have it setting there so that Apollo 11 would know you're not the first.
Well, they actually changed, from what I understand reading this article, they actually changed the trajectory so that they would be closer to where the lunar landing site was. And it subsequently, it came in too fast and crash-landed, and they never got anything from it. But it was sending back encrypted signals back to the Russians.
Anybody know what those signals had to say?
Those have been deciphered, and it was when these things were released, it's been about 2 years ago, I believe. It was released on the 40th anniversary of the moon landings or whatever it was. And, as a matter of fact, there's right over there, they've got the recording, the audio recordings of them tracking it at Jodrell Bank and also talking back and forth to NASA. And there's some other cable that they received, I guess, from Russia, and I guess Russia had actually had told our government about this, and we knew about it. NASA contacted them to see if there was, when they got word of it, if there was going to be any radio interference.
And was there?
Didn't seem to be. Because they were able to intercept the signals, they were later deciphered, and the whole mission was to get that the Russians to get to the moon, get the samples, and bring them back to Earth first.
Okay. All right. But these signals now, they were just like telemetric data.
Probably. They had also intercepted some signals from the Russian space agency tracking this thing. But the whole thing with the signals and deciphering the whole thing had to do with the fact that this was going to be landing first, getting the samples and coming back to Earth. Now, according to the University of Manchester, when they ran their calculations later, they said no matter what, it, because of the orbits and everything else, it was already up there. It was orbiting the moon by the time that the Apollo missions were going up.
Okay, and did the article that you read at the website of the University of Manchester, did you see anything there that said there was going to be any kind of orbital conflict, I mean, possible collision or anything like that, between Apollo and this Russian spacecraft?
Didn't seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
what was the part about that the Americans were jamming signals?
Oh, that was in fact the case. They supposedly initially they were able to intercept all this stuff, and the record. recordings that they got deciphered later were on these things with kind of like Russia's version of mission control, I guess. And they were talking back and forth with them and saying that the Americans were jamming the signals to that spacecraft. They were trying to jam them.
What do you
think?
They
tried on several occasions after that to try to get some signals from the spacecraft, but the people at Jodrell Bank had monitored everything, and they watched it as it was landing, and it just came in too fast, crash landed.
What do you think of my perception of this, that the hoaxed photographs and hoaxed videos were all due to Cold War, because they knew there were alien artifacts all over the moon?
Yeah, very good possibility. Obviously, it was more important for Russia and all of their advancements in the space race to get some sort of vehicle up there to get samples, to sample something, to pick up something, to pick up rock, dirt, whatever, and bring it back first.
All right, I want you to hang on. We have a break taking over. I want you to hang on, and we'll continue right after this, so don't go away from us.
Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the line with me is Jeff, who researched all this stuff about the Russians trying to race NASA to the moon landing. Theirs was robotic. I had misunderstood what you said, Jeff, about that earlier. But theirs was robotic, and the purpose was to scoop up something and return to Earth with it. You've seen the photographs taken by the Russian moon program. All of their spacecraft were called Luna, and they had numbers like Luna 9, Luna 7. This was Luna 15. You've seen the earlier Luna photographs of the backside of the moon, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's no question but what the Russians knew, there's some artifacts and structures on the moon, right?
If they're there, they would have known about it a long time before we did.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it's in their pictures. We now have those pictures, a lot of them, and you can see these structures. You see tall towers. You can see what looks like buildings down on the surface of the backside of the moon. And it's in the Luna series of pictures. Do what, Jeff?
They certainly don't look like natural rock formations or something caused by interstellar debris.
No, they don't. And so they knew about that. NASA knew about that because we had sent satellites up there to take pictures, and they took very detailed pictures to decide on where to land. So we had very detailed pictures of both the front side and the back side of the moon. NASA knew and Russia knew that there are alien artifacts up there. And by alien, you know, I know there are people saying, well, how do you know they're alien? Well, because no humans had gone there before. So it's not us. So they knew that all this stuff was all over the moon. I think that the reason for the hoaxed photographs and the hoaxed videos was that they did not want on live television where everybody in the world, including the Kremlin, could see if and when NASA astronauts actually started looking at and documenting and perhaps recovering pieces of alien technology or alien structures. We had the Cold War going on. They did not want the Soviets to see any of that. And to broadcast it to the world would be broadcasting it to the Kremlin as well.
Yeah, well, obviously, and by the way, you didn't misunderstand. I think one of those Telegraph articles was pushing sensational journalism. They did it sound like it was a manned flight.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a lot going on during the Cold War. So, I mean, and obviously space was a very important thing to be dealing with. And, you know, Russia was out first. They'd already been all over the moon. I mean, we're talking Luna 15 here.
Yeah.
I mean, and Jodrell Banks started tracking a lot of the stuff that they did late in the late 50s. You know, they've been a little more cautious than we have on actually putting people on their spacecrafts, obviously. And it was probably a good thing they didn't, or, you know, this thing would crash landed, it would be a tragedy. But, yeah, there's...
Well, they have had some tragedies in space that here in the West we didn't hear much about. They had spacecraft that suddenly went depressurization in space, killing the cosmonauts.
The early Soyuz, I mean, Soyuz is kind of touted now as one of the, you know, one of the most rugged, best, you know, best built piece of space gear ever because it's gone out and brought people back safely many, many, many times. But initially, they had problems. They had seal problems, just like we did with our fuel tanks and, you know, many, many things. They had many failed missions.
Yeah.
But, you know, the real question comes down to, I guess, what was it that they were afraid of showing? You know, because it wasn't too far or too much prior to all this. And the common idea was, you know, maybe not on the moon, but on Mars. Certainly, people believe that there were Martians. You know, nobody knew anything particularly about the moon. And of course, you mentioned earlier, all we see is a silvery ball up in the sky. You know, it doesn't look like it has any life on it because we see pictures of our own Earth, and we see signs of life with that, with the atmosphere and the oceans and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Let me jump in here and say something about that silvery ball, because I think what I said earlier, some people would be confused about when I said the moon has colors, but you don't see it because of our atmosphere and the reflections that we're seeing coming through the atmosphere. When you look up at a bright silvery moon, it looks bright, and sometimes it's so bright that you can see well at nighttime without street lights because the moon, the reflection off the moon is so bright. But on the surface of the moon, look this up, folks. Go to NASA's website. You can find it. You would think, with it being that bright, that it must just be glowing white bright when you're on the moon. It's not. The average reflectiveness is only 7% when you're standing on the surface of the moon. Your experience of what it's like there is far different from what we imagine it to be when you stand here and look at the moon. On the moon, its average reflectiveness is only 7%, which is roughly the reflectiveness of asphalt. That's amazing, isn't it? So,
yeah.
But it's got
color. There are incredible colors up there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you looked at this photograph through Photoshop. You looked at the photograph of one of the landing sites, and you saw that it had been doctored a lot. But one of the things you mentioned to me was that the ground is brown. It's not black and white. It's not gray. It's brown.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
The actual color scheme looks brown. Now, the official images that they posted on Goddard's website were done absolute with a red filter. Anybody can download those things, put them in their favorite graphics program, and just inch up the color resolution on the thing, and it's all red. I don't know what they did, but it's not like a blend of color. It's all red. I mean, there's some sort of color filtering in there that they've used. But the ones on the videos, and the ones that they overlaid their little circles and arrows and everything else to point out all these, like the landing sites and the LRV and things like that. Those particular things show a lot of stuff. I'm imagining they probably figured, well, you know, nobody's going to care about this other picture, so we'll just let it slide, and we'll doctor up real good this other photo while we're at there putting arrows and stuff like that on there. I mean, there's certain blocks of period you can definitely tell that have been messed with. And certain things very much appear. I'm not a photo expert at all. I have worked a lot with graphics software over the years, but it certainly looks like some of those things that appear to be those white objects that they point out, you know, and obviously they would appear kind of white with the moon, with the sunlight coming off of them. They're probably metallic type objects and things of that nature, but they have a different compression scheme than the pixel density is much different than naturally occurring objects. So there's been some doctoring. What they doctored, why they doctored it, who knows? I mean, they've got explanations for everything, you know, like the face on Mars, and actually an inverted image was supposed to bring out detail and stuff. So it's not real. I mean, they've admitted that they've photoshopped before, and that they, you know, done enhancements and manipulated the photos, so it's, you know, it's not like that. That's one thing that they're at least not hiding from us, that they do doctor these photographs up.
Well, they can't hide that anymore. I mean, everybody's got Photoshop, and you can take their images, put it into Photoshop, and it'll identify all the doctored places for you. And it'll tell you what they did to it. So they can't hide it anymore because so many people have Photoshop. Well, Jeff, listen. I appreciate you calling in. This is fascinating. Folks, do what Jeff did. Go to University of Manchester, and you checked out. What's the name of the observatory?
It's Jodrell Bank. It's Jodrell Bank. And if you just put that, jodrellbank.manchester.ac.uk, and then just search out Luna 15. It's got all the information. And a very large repository of information of all the Russian space stuff that had gone on way before we even started venturing off the planet.
Okay, it's jodrellbank.manchester?
Yeah. .ac, as in like air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. .uk. All right. Outstanding.
In the box, just put in the Luna 15, and it talks about it.
Okay. Outstanding. Thanks for sharing that information with us.
No problem.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. You know, I asked, what degree of reliability do you put in this story out of Manchester, out of England? And he said, 100%. I just went to their website and read this on their website. This is what they say. So they've got it. So what do you think about it? Now, maybe you think that the videos and the photographs were hoaxed because we didn't go. You could be right. If you say we can't go because of the Van Allen belts, you would be wrong. We can go. We can get over or under the Van Allen belts. It's not a sphere. The Van Allen belts are like a belt. They go around the earth. And you can shoot over them or under them. And so you can get outside of the Van Allen belts. So if you have decided that we can't go to the moon, you would be inaccurate. If you've decided that we didn't go, and the reason is the reason you've decided that is because of the hoaxed videos and because of the hoaxed photographs, that's possible. But what do you think? What do you think about it? Give me a call on the other side of this break. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Kevin Smith Show.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the line with me is Jeff, who researched all this stuff about the Russians trying to race NASA to the moon landing. Theirs was robotic. I had misunderstood what you said, Jeff, about that earlier. But theirs was robotic, and the purpose was to scoop up something and return to Earth with it. You've seen the photographs taken by the Russian moon program. All of their spacecraft were called Luna, and they had numbers like Luna 9, Luna 7. This was Luna 15. You've seen the earlier Luna photographs of the backside of the moon, right?
Oh, yeah.
So there's no question but what the Russians knew. There's some artifacts and structures on the moon, right?
If they're there, they would have known about it a long time before we did.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, it's in their pictures. We now have those pictures, a lot of them, and you can see these structures. You see tall towers. You can see what looks like buildings down on the surface of the backside of the moon. And it's in the Luna series of pictures. Do what, Jeff?
They certainly don't look like natural rock formations or something caused by interstellar debris.
No, they don't. And so they knew about that. NASA knew about that because we had sent satellites up there to take pictures, and they took very detailed pictures to decide on where to land. So we had very detailed pictures of both the front side and the back side of the moon. NASA knew and Russia knew that there are alien artifacts up there. And by alien, you know, I know there are people saying, well, how do you know they're alien? Well, because no humans had gone there before. So it's not us. So they knew that all this stuff was all over the moon. I think that the reason for the hoaxed photographs and the hoaxed videos were, I think the reason for that was that they did not want on live television where everybody in the world, including the Kremlin, could see if and when NASA astronauts actually started looking at and documenting and perhaps recovering pieces of alien technology or alien structures. We had the Cold War going on. They did not want the Soviets to see any of that. And to broadcast it to the world would be broadcasting it to the Kremlin as well.
Yeah, well, obviously, and by the way, you didn't misunderstand. I think one of those Telegraph articles was pushing sensational journalism. They did it sound like it was a manned flight.
Okay.
But yeah, there was a lot going on during the Cold War. So, I mean, and obviously space was a very important thing to be dealing with. And, you know, Russia was out first. They'd already been all over the moon. I mean, we're talking Luna 15 here.
Yeah.
I mean, and Jodrell Banks started tracking a lot of the stuff that they did late in the late 50s. You know, They've been a little more cautious than we have on actually putting people on their spacecrafts, obviously. And it was probably a good thing they didn't, or, you know, this thing would crash-landed, it would have been a tragedy. But, yeah, there's...
Well, they have had some tragedies in space that here in the West we didn't hear much about. They had a spacecraft that suddenly went depressurization in space, killing the cosmonauts.
The early Soyuz, I mean, Soyuz is kind of touted now as one of the, you know, one of the most rugged, best, you know, best built piece of the space gear ever because it's gone out and brought people back safely many, many, many times. But initially, they had problems. They had seal problems, just like we did with our fuel tanks and. You know, many, many things. They had many failed missions.
Yeah.
But, you know, the real question comes down to, I guess, what was it that they were afraid of showing? You know, because it wasn't too far or too much prior to all this, then the common idea was, you know, maybe not on the moon, but on Mars. Certainly, people believe that there were Martians. You know, nobody knew anything particularly about the moon. And, of course, you mentioned earlier, all we see is a silvery ball up in the sky. You know, it doesn't look like it has any life on it because we see pictures of our own Earth. And we see signs of life with that, with the atmosphere and the oceans and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me jump in here and say something about that silvery ball, because I think what I said earlier, some people would be confused about when I said the moon has colors, but you don't see it because of our atmosphere and the reflections that we're seeing coming through the atmosphere. When you look up at a bright silvery moon, it looks bright, and sometimes it's so bright that you can see well at nighttime without street lights because the moon, the reflection off the moon is so bright. But on the surface of the moon, look this up, folks. Go to NASA's website. You can find it. You would think, with it being that bright, that it must just be glowing white bright when you're on the moon. It's not. The average reflectiveness is only 7% when you're standing on the surface of the moon. Your experience of what it's like there is far different from what we imagine it to be when you stand here and look at the moon. On the moon, its average reflectiveness is only 7%, which is roughly the reflectiveness of asphalt. That's amazing, isn't it? So,
oh, yeah.
But it's got
there
color.
Are incredible colors up there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you looked at this photograph through Photoshop. You looked at the photograph of one of the landing sites, and you saw that it had been doctored a lot. But one of the things you mentioned to me was that the ground is brown. It's not black and white. It's not gray. It's brown.
Yeah,
tell us about that.
The actual color scheme looks brown. Now, the official images that they posted on Goddard's website were done absolute with a red filter. Anybody can download those things, put them in their favorite graphics program, and just inch up the color resolution on the thing, and it's all red. I don't know what they did, but it's not like a blend of color. It's all red. I mean, there's some sort of color filtering in there that they've used. But the ones on the videos, and the ones that they overlaid their little circles and arrows and everything else to point out all these, like the landing sites and the LRV and things like that. Those particular things show a lot of stuff. I'm imagining they probably figured, well, you know, nobody's going to care about this other picture, so we'll just let it slide, and we'll doctor up real good this other photo while we're at there putting arrows and stuff like that on there. I mean, there's certain blocks of areas you can definitely tell that have been messed with, and certain things very much appear. I'm not a photo expert at all. I have worked a lot with graphics software over the years, but it certainly looks like some of those things that appear to be those white objects that they point out, you know, and obviously they would appear kind of white with the moon, with the sunlight coming off of them. They're probably metallic type objects and things of that nature, but they have a different compression scheme than the pixel density is much different than naturally occurring objects. So there's been some doctoring. What they doctored, why they doctored it, who knows? I mean, they've got explanations for everything, you know, like the face on Mars, and actually an inverted image. It was supposed to bring out detail and stuff. So it's not real. I mean, they've admitted that they've photoshopped before, and that they, you know, done enhancements and manipulated the photos, so it's, you know, it's not like that. That's one thing that they're at least not hiding from us, that they do doctor these photographs up.
Well, they can't hide that anymore. I mean, everybody's got Photoshop, and you can take their images, put it into Photoshop, and it'll identify all the doctored places for you. And it'll tell you what they did to it. So they can't hide it anymore because so many people have Photoshop. Well, Jeff, listen. I appreciate you calling in. This is fascinating. Folks, do what Jeff did. Go to University of Manchester, and you checked out. What's the name of the observatory?
It's Jodrell Bank. It's Jodrell Bank. And if you just put that, jodrellbank.manchester.ac.uk, and then just search out Luna 15. It's got all the information. And a very large repository of information of all the Russian space stuff that had gone on way before we even started venturing off the planet.
Okay, it's jodrellbank.manchester?
Yeah. Dot AC, as in like air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Dot UK. All right. Outstanding.
In the box, just put in the Luna 15, and it talks about it.
Okay. Outstanding. Thanks for sharing that information with us.
No problem.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. You know, I asked, what degree of reliability do you put in this story? out of Manchester, out of England, and he said 100%. I just went to their website and read this on their website. This is what they say. So they've got it. So what do you think about it? Now, maybe you think that the videos and the photographs were hoaxed because we didn't go. You could be right. If you say we can't go because of the Van Allen belts, you would be wrong. We can go. We can get over or under the Van Allen belts. It's not a sphere. The Van Allen belts are like a belt. They go around the earth. And you can shoot over them or under them. And so you can get outside of the Van Allen belts. So if you have decided that we can't go to the moon, you would be inaccurate. If you've decided that we didn't go, and the reason is the reason you've decided that is because of the hoaxed videos and because of the hoaxed photographs, that's possible. But what do you think? What do you think about it? Give me a call on the other side of this break. We'll be back right after this.